So also, I'm curious, looking back with the retrospectoscope at this case, when you look at what happened with this patient, so initially having 12 positive nodes, he gets adjuvant FOLFOX, looks like he had a pretty quick and extensive recurrence. If you were to see him or a patient like this again in that situation, would you have incorporated a checkpoint inhibitor, and which one, and would you have done any local therapy?
Well, again, there's no adjuvant data for use of anti-PD-1.
I'm talking about when he had his first recurrence.
Yeah. Well, I think at that point, that would fall within the indications that should be considered. But I do want to, again, call to people's attention that the NCTN cooperative groups will be starting an adjuvant therapy trial very shortly. The Alliance is going to be running that study, and I think that'll be very interesting to see if a checkpoint inhibitor is really effective in the adjuvant setting for colon cancer.
But this is MSI high?
All MSI high patients.
Wow, that's going to be interesting to try to accrue, huh?
Yes, that will be interesting. But I think right now, for new diagnoses, many, many institutions are routinely checking the MSI status. So I think we have a chance of getting that. The study is going to be chaired by Frank Sinicrope from Mayo. And, you know, we need a lot of patients for that study, but I think it's a worthwhile study.